Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
So, you're probably wondering, where are we right now? If you're watching this on YouTube, we in the playroom. My children have a playroom, and as you can see, there's a lot going on in this room. I mean, we got slides, mini tables. I don't know what that thing is over there. Dollhouse. Bins full of all kinds of stuff, that toys they may have played with, they may not play with. I don't even know. Well, I'm doing a video in here just to talk a little bit about fatherhood and how the fatherhood journey has been for me in these past 8 years and the joy that I get to experience with my kids on a daily basis. My name is Ray White, and you welcome to On the Mic with Ray White, where we share life lessons, self-reflection, and equip you to take action. And I'm juiced that you're here today. Because one of the things I love to do is talk about some experiences and lessons that have taught me in life and how they translate to the way that I lead and just engage in our community. And fathering is one of the major ones that I have been exploring in the past 8 years. Father of three kids, three boys. My wife and I have been on this journey together for the last 8 years and it's been phenomenal with a six-year-old, a four-year-old, and a four-month-old. And what an experience it's been. Now, I've done some videos in the past, some podcast episodes in the past talking about fathering, which I will link in the show notes so you can check those out too. But essentially, what I try to capture in these episodes is just a level of expression and joy that I receive from being a father, right? Being a husband and a father, a family man, one of the identities that I hold near and dear to my heart. And this year, as I reflect on what fatherhood has been in the past, a year has really been centered on this room where it's a mess, it's chaos, there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of tantrums, there are a lot of activity that goes on in this room. And it's one of the most lived rooms in our house. And what my children have taught me in this last year is the importance of having fun and living life like a child. I think the pandemic really had reshaped the way that I experience life and work. I've reshaped the perspective of how I want to show up in this world, and it's given me a really rigid perspective when it comes to how I want to succeed in life, right? Like, I need to read all the books that I can. I need to have video content that is really geared toward my target audience, that the work that I do in the social justice, equity, leadership development space has to be tight, has to be specific, has to be really neat in a box. And sometimes that takes away from the personality that I have, or it takes away from the joy that can come with it because I'm so centered on having it to look a certain way and be a certain way and not let none of this chaos and mess get in the way, right? But playing with my kids, one of the things that I want to do more is play with the kids, right? And if they say, hey, dad, can you do this? Can you play with us in this way? Can you go out and do these things? I do my best to try to say yes, unless there is some immovable activity that I can't move from, right? Like if I have a work meeting or I absolutely just can't do it at that moment. But I do my best to say yes, because the joy that they have by being connected in touch with their father is one of the memories that I want them to hold while we're here on this earth, right? So I try my best to be present as best as I can and say yes to the activities that they want to do. And whether it's in this room, throwing balls and playing football with each other or wrestling or just reading books or whatnot, wanting to be that type of parent in that way. Being a kid is something that we all get to experience. It is something that eventually we will grow out of, but the spirit of which that a kid-like type of behavior brings to a situation is really joyous, whimsical, eventful, exciting, exhilarating, so many emotions that really draw into your mind and heart. And we have to ask ourselves, at what point in our growing up journey do we lose sight of being a kid again? Do we lose sight of that joy or that fun, that messiness, right? The chaos that life brings. And when did it become so important for us to be so tightly kneaded in a bow. And what happens if we loosen up a bit? What would happen if we did that, right? You know, I'm grateful for my children to show me the importance of fun and joy in their eyes and their lens. And I want to engage and see the world through their perspective. And as I lead in any space that I'm a part of, I'm often going to be asking the questions, how can I create a space where people can be themselves, can let the messiness be the part of the lesson and the opportunity to express themselves in a way that makes them feel full, makes them have fun, makes them feel whole. If I can have the opportunity to do that with my kids and we have a blast, I'm pretty sure I can do that the same way that I lead teams and lead opportunities to create inclusive communities where every identity belongs and thrives. So I would hope that in your leadership, or just more so just you as a person in your day to day, that you take a moment to look around you. Look around at what things that make you joy. If you have children, what does it look like for you to be present and engaged in their daily activities and see what fun looks like for them and see what joy lights up within them and foster that for them, but then also seek what that looks like for you. And how do you incorporate that into the way that you operate into this world, into the adulthood, and not lose sight of what a childlike behavior can bring to a space where people just need to be reminded of what it means to be have fun in that way. So I'm grateful to be a dad, grateful to be a husband. I'm grateful for the blessings that we have received with three children and a wife of 8 years and being somebody who could be in their lives. And not to say that I'm perfect all the time, but working to be intentional to be present in their spaces and have fun with them. At the end of the day, that's what I hope that they could learn from me. Maybe some of my one-liners as a dad with dad jokes, and maybe some of my really weird lectures that I bark on to them. But more importantly, that they have fun with their dad. Let me know what you think. What are some of the ways that you are instilling fun or practicing being a child within your spaces? And how does that impact the way that you work and lead? And I would love to hear that. You can drop that in the comments. And as well as like and subscribe the podcast on the Michael Gray White, as well as the YouTube channel. Be sure to check out more episodes that talk through how our life lessons can impact the way that we lead. More importantly, check out my boy at Fathers Are Needed, a phenomenal organization that is helping create events and opportunities for fathers to be in touch with their kids and be a community in that way. I got this dope shirt just to remind myself of the importance of being a father, and would love for you all to tap in with that as well. So check him out. I'll make sure to put some of this information into the show notes. Be present in your spaces, be present with your kids, and learn about the world through their eyes and leverage it as an opportunity for you to become a better leader in your society. Continue to share your story with others. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.